こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 18, Loving and Hating in Japanese. Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Welcome back to our Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned how to count in Japanese and say someone's age. For example,
Sara は1歳です。
Sarah is 1 year old. And in this lesson, we're going to learn how to say that you like or don't like something.
Even love or hate something.
Yes, after this lesson, you'll be able to talk about your preferences about anything.
So, Jessie, what's going on in this conversation?
Taylor, Kaori, and Masato are playing a game with Taylor's daughter, Sarah. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
いないいないばあ。いないいないばあ。
サラはいないいないばあが大好きです。
へえ、じゃあいないいないばあ。ああ、ごめんごめん。
サラは男の人が嫌いです。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
いないいないばあ。いないいないばあ。
サラはいないいないばあが大好きです。
へえ、じゃいないいないばあ。ああ、ごめん。ごめん。
サラは男の人が嫌いです。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
いないいないばあ。
ピーカーブー。
いないいないばあ。
ピーカーブ
ー。サラはいないいないばあが大好きです。
Sarah loves peekaboo.
へえ、じゃあ、いないいないばあ。
Wow. Okay then. Peekaboo.
ああ、ごめんごめん。
ああ、I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
サラは男の人が嫌いです。
Sarah doesn't like men.So Naomi, the game that they were playing was what again?
It's called いないいないばあ。
いないいないばあ。
Right. You often play it with babies.
Mm.
Basically, you just cover your face with your hands and say いないいない。And then you suddenly show your face and say ばあ。
Ah, to surprise the baby.
Yes.
That sounds just like peekaboo then. When you uncover your face, you say boo.
Ah, that sounds like the same thing.
So again, it's called いないいないばあ。
Yes. いない literally means someone is not there.
Ah, so it'd be like saying, I'm not here, I'm not here.
Yes.
So that's the game that Sarah loves. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first is the name of the game they were playing.
いないいないばあ。
Peekaboo, which, as we just explained, is where you cover your face with your hands or something else and then suddenly show your face. The next one is
男の人。
Man, male person.
This is made up of a few parts. The first word is 男.
This literally means male.
And the last word is 人,
which means person.
They're joined together with の.
So 男の人literally means a male person.
Right.
How would we say female person?
Good question. The word for female is 女. So we would say 女の人。
Which is woman or female person. In this lesson, you learn how to talk about preferences by saying that you like and don't like something.
There are lots of situations where you can use this.
Definitely. When talking about your interests and hobbies with people, when talking about your food preferences, it really helps to be able to say what you like and don't like.
So first, let's talk about how to say you like something.
Sounds good. Naomi, can you give us our first pattern?
Sure. The pattern is, 私は映画好きです。
私は映画好きです。Which means, I like A.
You can put anything in place of A. For example, Dizzy, what do you like?
I'm trying to think of words we've used before in this series. Okay, how about this one? 私は犬が好きです。I like dogs.
Ah, nice one. 犬 is dog or dogs, and it goes in a place of A. So, 私は犬が好きです means
I like dogs. How about an example from you, Naomi?
私はカリフォルニアが好きです。I like California.
Ah, my home state. I'm happy to hear that. Now, Naomi, here's an important point. The first 私は part is often left out in conversation, right?
Good point. In a conversation, we usually would just say 犬が好きです。
I like dogs.
Or カリフォルニアが好きです。
I like California. Okay.Listeners, listen and repeat after Naomi. I like dogs.
犬が好きです。
Now, if you like, for example, 肉, meat, what would you say? Listeners, can you guess?
So, I like meat is 肉が好きです。
Okay, listen and repeat. I like meat.
肉が好きです。
Okay, great. Now, Naomi.
Yes?
What if, rather than just like something, I love something, and I want to express that in Japanese?
Good question. In that case, 好き becomes 大好き. And you say, 映画大好きです.
Oh, okay. So for example, チョコレートが大好きです. I love chocolate.
Yes. チョコレートが大好きです.We are addicted to chocolate.
Definitely. Now that we have talking about what we like down, let's switch gears a little. It's also important to be able to say what we don't like, wouldn't you say, Naomi?
Good point. To learn how to say that, let's look at our first original structure.
Okay.
私は映画好きです. We replace this 好き in the middle with 嫌い.
So, 私は映画嫌いです。
Yes. 私は映画嫌いです。I hate A. For example, 私は犬が嫌いです。
I hate dogs.
私は肉が嫌いです。
I hate meat. But again, the first 私は is often left out. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. I hate meat.
肉が嫌いです。
Now let's look at the sentences from the dialogue. Taylor said,
Sarah はいないいないバーが大好きです。
Sarah loves peekaboo.
He also said, Sarah は男の人が嫌いです。
Which is basically something like, Sarah doesn't like men.
I'm pretty sure he was joking.
Right.
Because 嫌い in Japanese is pretty strong.
I agree. One thing to keep in mind is that this word, 嫌い, means that you really dislike the item. Not just that you don't really like it that much, but that you have a pretty strong dislike for it. So just keep that in mind. So listeners, here's an assignment for you. Please leave us a comment for this lesson letting us know what you like or don't like.
Practice making your own sentences.
All right, well that's going to wrap it up for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. じゃあまた。
いないいないばあ。いないいないばあ。
サラはいないいないばあが大好きです。
へえ、じゃあいないいないばあ。ああ、ごめんごめん。
サラは男の人が嫌いです。
ハハハハ。